We're talking crime on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Pleased to be joined in studio by Laura Krieg, who is a Tuolumne County District Attorney. District Attorney Krieg, next thing I want to ask you about is a little bit more about, you know, state and legislation that's gone through Sacramento and impacting actions locally. You know, can you talk about some more about the state actions that have either impacted the county or you're watching closely?
Yes. Every year it seems that we are getting hit more and more with legislation out of Sacramento that, in my opinion, negatively impacts public safety here in California, not only statewide, but even here locally. One of the biggest shocking pieces of legislation from last year that was signed at the very end of the year by Governor Brown was Senate Bill 1391. Senate Bill 1391 essentially held that no juvenile who's aged 14 or 15 can be tried as an adult in adult court, regardless of the crime they commit. I think that SB 1391 has gone way too broad in its application to juvenile law and to the treatment of juveniles in our justice system. While I believe many and most juveniles can and should be rehabilitated, and I support many juvenile rehabilitation programs, I think that this law is very dangerous. In 2016, when Prop 57 passed, it took the discretion away from prosecutors to make the decision on whether a 14 or 15-year-old could be tried as an adult. And it required us, prosecutors, to file a petition in court before a judge called and proceed to what was called a fitness hearing. And at that hearing, the attorney for the juvenile could put on evidence of a psychological nature, and we could put on evidence, and ultimately the judge would decide whether or not the juvenile should proceed to adult court or should stay in juvenile court. With SB 1391, it took the discretion away from the judges, and it just essentially said no 14 or 15-year-old can be tried as an adult for any crime. So it doesn't matter if that 14 or 15-year-old goes out and murders people. It doesn't matter if that 14 or 15-year-old tortures an elderly couple, like we have a pending case in Yolo County. So it's very concerning in that there are 14 and 15-year-olds who commit horrendous, heinous crimes. And under 1391, we cannot try them as adults when they should be tried as an adult. And moreover, the juvenile justice system will only hold them in a juvenile facility until they're 25 years of age, and then they're eligible to be released. So district attorneys across the state are very upset about this legislation. I oppose this legislation. I was part of a letter that was sent to the legislator and to the governor asking the governor to veto SB 1391. He did not. So at this point, counties who have had cases where they have wanted to proceed on a 14 or 15-year-old as adults have gone ahead and proceeded and asked their local superior courts to find this law to be unconstitutional. And I think we are, district attorneys are going to challenge the constitutionality of 1391. We are actively doing that now. And the reason we're challenging that constitutionality is that Prop 57 was passed by a voter initiative, and that's what allowed judges to make that decision on a fitness hearing for a juvenile. This law from the legislature just completely changed that initiative, and it's our position that the only way you can change an initiative or law set by an initiative is to pass a new initiative. You can't just issue a new law out of Sacramento changing what the voter's intent was on an initiative. So that's the direction district attorneys across the state, many of us, are taking, and that's certainly my position. So that was something that was a shocking blow at the end of 2018 that hit district attorneys, and I'm certainly opposed to SB 1391.
Anything else out there on the horizon that you're concerned about or are watching closely?
Well, one of the things I'm excited about on the horizon is an initiative that is going to be likely on the ballot in 2020 called the Keep California Safe Act. That's an initiative that we are hoping Assemblyman Jim Cooper is out of Sacramento is going to be sponsoring. And it aims at fixing a lot of the loopholes that were created by AB 109, Prop 47, and Prop 57. So, for example, under Prop 57, which was passed in 2016, a lot of inmates who are serving prison sentences are eligible for early releases, essentially. And so what this does is add to the list of violent felonies under Prop 57 that would preclude an early release. Some of the items that were left off of Prop 57's violent felony list includes, you know, trafficking a minor for sex, assaulting a police officer. Those are violent offenses wherein an inmate who commits those types of offenses should not be eligible for early release. So this initiative in 2020 would hopefully add to that violent felony list that I believe Prop 57 left off key crimes that should be included. And so we're hoping that we are able to get some of those fixes done through this new initiative called the Keep California Safe Act.
You know, one thing I want to ask you about as well, with the jail construction going on, the courthouse construction, people can drive by and see what's happening out there. Is that going to impact where your offices are located?
Ultimately, it will. And we're very excited about that construction because it essentially, I think the goal is to put all the law and justice partners in one location where we're very accessible to each other. And so, you know, the court has started construction, the jail started construction. And I know that the county intends for the district attorney's office and the public defender's office to move to that location. I think that we are probably going to be in some of the, you know, buildings that will be, either created under the administration buildings, but we're very early in the discussions of sort of where the county plans for the district attorney's office to go. And so I look forward to working with the new CAO on that issue in particular. Is, you know, we certainly have safety concerns, but we are excited to be out there and just want to make sure that we are in a building that is safe and secure for our staff.
Well, we've got just a couple minutes left on Motherload Views. We've hit on a lot of topics, crime trends, and various different things. You know, anything we didn't bring up during the show that'd be worth noting, or other things that are keeping you busy these days?
Well, I always am busy. That's one thing. As the district attorney, I don't think I've ever had a day where I thought that I was caught up on all of my work. So, again, it's something I really love about the job. But we're constantly working on things. You know, I'm attending a LIFER hearing. One of the things I started as district attorney was a LIFER unit program where district attorneys personally go when a inmate who has been committed to prison for life is up for a release. And so I went last month to a LIFER hearing on an inmate who had brutally murdered a lady up in Pine Mountain Lake back in the 90s and stuffed her body in a freezer, and he was up for a release. And I attended that hearing with the victim's daughter and actively opposed his release. And we were successful in securing a 3-year denial, wherein we'll be back at the table again in 3 years. And seeing what the Board of Parole hearings wants to do at that point. So I have one this week scheduled. I'm actually traveling tomorrow down to Vacaville, where at 8:30 on Thursday morning, I'll be attending another LIFER hearing. So it's something that I think is really important that we do in person. I think that, you know, it would be terrible for us to not personally be present with the victims' surviving family members at those hearings. So when I was elected DA, I basically instituted the program that said we are going in person to these hearings and attending them with the victims' families, because I think that's so important for the victims. And so that's something that also keeps me pretty busy, as I'm out on the road a lot, traveling to different state prisons, attending LIFER hearings.
District Attorney Krieg, we thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate having you on the show, and we hope to talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Again, we thank our guest this weekend, Laura Krieg, Tuolumne County District Attorney, for being our guest on Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back next week with more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.